When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Heels gets his gloves off.
Well, you think I'm excited about Brighton and Hove, but yesterday I attended a business lunch in a city boardroom, which filled me with optimism that our city just has to capitalise on the Olympic selection. It's made cities out of cities, world-class cities. And if 20 years ago you said Brisbane was a world city, we would have been laughed at. Not after the Olympics of 32. But that means little to the citizens north of, say, Gympie, they reckon. So after the announcement excitement, all that regional excitement has to be reignited, and the regions must be engaged very meaningfully, because they don't really care if Brisbane becomes a world city or not. The Queensland budget is $85 billion, spent mainly between health, education and safety. But outside of those, there are so many other needs. Charity, sports, grassroots in everything must be supported and new initiatives created. So the budget is tight, but I was so impressed when all parties said it's very doable and affordable. The Olympics and the required stadia sound affordable, though. And at a Wednesday panel, the day before, someone was telling me several influential operatives were glowing about what could be achieved for 2032. They had no doubt how good it will be prior, during and post-Olympics. I guess it's combining the commitments from all three levels of government, the AOC, the IOC, broadcast deals, revenues and sponsors, who always seem to enjoy being involved with the Olympics. So the message to us then can turn to the income and the exposure for Brisbane, not just the costs and the outgoings for Queensland. So Monday, we await the Quirk audit findings and the ensuing response from the OOC, the Olympic Organising Committee, and then plenty of action. It sounds very doable.